We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and we are starting from the first wide line of Daf Chaf Amud Beis by the word Simen, the princes of Simen, Eved, Bayis, Chetzi, Bayis, Eved, Kroivim. Bayimene Rav Huna Bar Chinam Rav Sheshes. Eved Ivri Animka Lo Eved Chavim. Eved Ivri Asolta Goy, Nigel Lachatzom or Inin Nigel Lachatzom. Could he pay himself halfway or not? For example, there's 10 years left until Yovel, or there's 6 years left. He wants to be paid the 3 of the years. 3 out of 6 years, he wants to paid himself. Could he do that or not? Because we know by stei achuza, halacha is that you only get paid a stei achuza when you sell your field that your parents owned from their chelik in Eretz Yisrael. You sell that field, you only could be paid the entire thing. You can't pay the half. Here, you want to know you have 6 years left. You just became an eved. Now you just got some money. So you want to knock off 3 years. You want to give, let's say it's $100 for the 6 years. You want to give $50 and knock out the 3 years. Could you do that or not? I ain't going to tell me what's the shiloh. Just wait 3 years and then pay yourself out completely for $50. Teretz is worried. And it might go up and down. The price, we'll see in the Gemara. We'll explain what we see in the Gemara. Maybe the price will change. And certain times when you won't go on Mekesef and Kedasa. So therefore, he doesn't want to wait with that money or the money will use up. You can say, not as far. But either way, he wants to do it right now. Can you do it halfway right now? Give $50 right now and then after 3 years, I'm out. Could you do that or not? What's the Shaila? Either Gulasa, Gulasa de Achuza, Gomar, Mas de Achuza, and Nigel Chatzom, Apayin, and Mechatzom. Maybe you learn at Gulasa, both places it says Gulasa. By Ste Achuza, it says Kede Gulasa, which means it has to be the full Gula, and that's why it can't be halfway. And here it says, Aloshan Gulasa. So there, the Shai Lizzi, you learn at one Gula from another Gula. It says here by Eved Ivrim, Oid Rabbis, Shon, Lepim, Yashim, Gulasa, Vigasim, Gulasa. And there it says Kede Gulasa. The Shaila is, you learn at one from another or not. So, and Tosfos speaks out, the Ramas Gulasa, it's not a real Gzeres Shavah, it means like Gila Milsa, just like a Stei Achuza, Gulasa means the full value, here also you have to do the whole thing. Or Dilma Lekula Amrino Chum Lermino. Or really, you don't learn that from Stei Achuza. And you'll say like this, Lekula, I'll say that it works. Lechumra, I'll say it doesn't work. And we'll see in the Gemara what that means, Lekula Lechumra. Why would we do that? Because we always make up by him. We always give him the upper hand. We always give the upper hand. Therefore, Lekula will say it works, Lechumra not work. That was the Shaila he asked him. Does it kind of be paid? Could I ever be paid himself halfway? Omalei, Lav Harman Tosam, didn't you say by regarding Geneva that if someone steals 500 and he's worth 1,000, he's worth 1,000, you don't sell him because you don't sell him for more than the Geneva? Nimka kula velechetsia. Hachinami when attached, nigga kula velechetsia. That's what this man the Yama held. He asked the Shaila for Rav Sheshes held that you don't do chetsia. Oma Abaya. I'm going to take the time. Maybe you could do chatzom, but I want to tell you what it means. Oh, by imtim to loymar nigel lechatzom, that you could be paid yourself a half. I'll explain what it means. Lekula and lechumra. Meshkachas la lekula velechumra. Lekula is like this. And let the Gemara talk before you think of a kasha. The Gemara will ask that kasha. Lekula. What's the case of kula? Zovna b'meya. You bought for 6 years. You bought yourself. They bought you for $100. Master bought the eved for $100 for 6 years. Yov lechamshin palga d'dame. He gave 50 and was paid himself for halfway. So after 3 years, he'd be out. And what happened was after 3 years, it went up in price. Va'ashpich v'kam amosan. Now his value for 6 years is 200. So technically, if it didn't work, so now to be paid himself, he has to give after this time. He has to give 200. Yeah, I'm gonna go. So what happened was, let's say it happened right away, okay? He sold for 100, he gave 50 right away, and now, the next day, it goes up to 200, the price. See, I'm nigel chatzom, if you held that I was a good geula, so then yav le meya v'nafik. Now, all he has to give is 100, and it goes out free, because for the first 3 years, he gave 50, the next 3 years now went up in price. So he has to give another 100, so altogether 150. The amrit ein nigel chatzom yov lemeiv chamshim. If he holds that didn't work, so he's holding $50 from me already. I have to give him another 150 to maximum 200. So we're assuming right now that if it goes up 200, you have to pay yourself 200. But since I did it, I locked it in on the 50, so therefore I'll have to give another 100. Great thing, but it's not true. Va amrit nisraba kasboy mekesef miknosay. That even if it goes up price, you still use the purchase price of 100. So it's more a case like this. Going to oiker v'zol v'oiker. That was the case. So I'll give you the case. The case was, it started off as 200. He was bought at 200. The next day, he went down to 100. So he said, here's $50, I'm knocking off 3 years. Okay? The next day, he went back up at 200. And now he wants to pardon himself completely. So if it worked when he gave the 50, so now all is left is 50% of his value. Now he went up to 200, which is back to the original Kesem Knasa price. So he only gives 100 and he's out. So he got it out completely for 150. But if the $50 he gave did not work, so then when he's paid himself now on the third day, the Kesem Knasa is 200 and he's worth now 200. So therefore he has to give 200, so he has to add another 150. So there's a case where if it worked the chatzam, it would be a kula. What's the case that would be l'chumra? L'chumra, meshkachas l'chumra, zavni masam. He was bought at 200, and then the next day yav meya palgadam. He gave 100 to not get half the time. Ve'ichsef, he went down in price. V'kama meya, and now he's only worth 100. See, I was nigal chatzam. If you nigal l'chatzam, so when he gave the money, he did it. It's fair and square. So now he's half left. Yav lecham shem nafik. It might as well cost him 150 to get out at the end of the day. Even it could have been 100, but now he already gave 100, and that was paid him halfway. He gives another 50 for the other half of himself, and he gets half of 150 total. The yams enigal chatzam. But if he said it didn't work when I gave that first 100, didn't work. So now, when you the next day when he went down in price, so hanach mei that I gave you is a pekadin inu and gabe yav lo nelev nafik. You just keep that, and I go out free for the $100. That's it, not 150. So there's a case where it will be a chumra to say that it worked, and there we'll go lekula and say it didn't work. That will be for that sign in the gemara. So at the bottom, we have here a shaila of nigel chatzam. One man the other says never nigel chatzam. The other man says depends. If it's a kula, we allow him to be nigel chatzam. If not, we don't allow him to be nigel chatzam. A new gemara now. Before we start the gemara, I should give you three halachas. Halacha number one is when a person sells a stay achuza. So the first he needed money, he sold a stay achuza. The first 2 years he cannot be paid it. After 2 years he can be paid it until yovel. After yovel, it goes back to him. It goes back to him for free. There's another halach. If you makdish a stay achuza, you makdish stay achuza, you can paid it right away whenever you want. But once the gizbar sells it and you weren't paid it, then it doesn't go back to you anymore, and it goes to the kahanim b'yovel. You basically lose the field. The third halacha is a bater irchaima. You sell your bias irchaima, your bias that's in a walled city in Eretz Yisrael. The first year you can paid it. If you're not paid it the first year, it goes. You don't get it back forever. Those are three halachas. We have stay achuza. The first 2 years you can't paid it. After you can paid it until yovel, and the yovel goes back to you. By a makdish stay achuza, you can paid it right away, but you don't get it back by yovel if it's sold. And the halacha is a bater irchaima. The first year I could be paid my bias in irchaima. After that, you don't get it back anymore. Zok the Gemara. Boy minaya shayla. Boy minaya hunu rochinam rasheshes. Hamayicha bayis bati irichayma nigel lachatzam inuchatzam. Can I pay the half my house or not? On one hand, gulasa stay achuza gomar. May make a gula milsa just like stay achuza. You must stay achuza ain't nigel lachatzam. You can't do half. Af haynam inigel lachatzam. Oydom hechad goli. Buy stay achuza stay kedei gulasa. You have to do the whole thing. But hechad loy goli. Here it didn't say anything about having the full amount. You don't have to be paid the full amount. They can pay the half also. So that's a shaila. Could bias your chayim be paid the half? And do you say gil milso? Do you say gil milso or not? That's a taisus raya. It's not a real gzera shava. It's real gzera shava. You can't say hechad goli. It's gzera shava. It's not a real gzera shava. Just so a shaila. Do you learn out from stay achuza or not? So Rav Sheshes answered, I can learn out from a brice of Rav Shimon. I'll learn out the halach of bias your chayim. I can learn from Shimon that by bayis irchayma, first of all, you can borrow money and be goyal, and also goyal lechatzam. There's another halacha that by a stay achuza, you can't borrow money to pay your own stay achuza. It says by a siga yada, you have to reach there yourself. You can't borrow. And we learn from Rav Shimon, we learn how to bayis irchayma. Why? Time with the brisa. The pasuk says by makdish stay achuza im gal yigal melamed. The halacha is by makdish stei achuza, you want to be paid it. You could be loiva v'goyel, you could borrow and be paid it. But never goyel, so I want to do it halfway. You could do it halfway, especially by makdish stei achuza, you could do these things. You know, by selling stei achuza, you can't do lechatzam, you can't be borrow, you can't borrow it. But by makdish you could. Rav Shimon, matam. What's the time of the crow? Rav Shimon always darshes time of the crow. What's the reason? Matam. What's pshat in this halacha? Since you find the kula by stei achuza, then you get it back by yovel. So therefore, we weren't so makel with him. We're being paid it. We're deeming it. We don't allow him to borrow. We don't allow him to do it halfway. But makdish shahira koychay, it's worse for him. She megia yovel loy nigala, and it wasn't paid. Yotzel lekhanam v'yovel goes to lekhanam v'yovel. So there we miyapeh is koyach yovel koychay shaloyvav v'goyal v'goyal chazam. The pasuk Gali Gol says it's better koyach. Ad kind of brayser where Shimon's time of the crow. Zok Rav Sheshes. What's Bati Yerchaima like? Hi, Moicha Bai is a Bati Yerchaima Nami, Hilvahar Yerchaima, since it's also bad for him, Shem Malayel Hashanat Mima, if he finishes a full year, Veloy Nigalo, Nechalat, if he finishes a full year, Veloy Negalo, he does not pay it, he lost it forever. Therefore, it's a reason to say, Yofa Kaychas, Lova Goyal, Vigoyal Chatzom, that it could be Goyal Chatzom, Eloy Vigoyal. So the question was, could a Bai is Yerchaima be Goyal Chatzom? So he said, yeah. Rav Shimon says, time of the craw, by Hektish, that you're allowed to do Chatzom. Why? Because it doesn't go back to the Yovel. Here also, it doesn't go back to the Yovel. That's the same halacha. Frankly, Marakash from a Brisa, that in this Brisa, you'll see that we assume that by Bayis Yerchaim, you cannot be Goyal Chatzom. Eisvei, that's the Kash from a Brisa. It says in the Pasuk, by Hektish, in Goyal, you Goyal, Melamin, Shaloyva Vigoyal. Like we learn by Hektish, you could be borrow and be paida and redeem. But Goyal Chatzom, you also redeem halfway. Shiyacha, could you would say? But like, it was a Kavachayim. Well, Ma'am Moichas Te'achuza, Shiyacha, Kayachashim, Megi, Yavala, Nigala, Chatzom, Yavala, Yavala, Ma'am Te'achuza, which you have a lot of power with. You get it back from Yavala. Still, we don't allow you to redeem it or borrow redeem it halfway or borrow and redeem. Makdish, that was so hard on him. So he's not goyel. It goes back to kam v'yovel. And it didn't show kachashin leiv v'goyel chatzam. Shouldn't it then be? Shouldn't we say that you can't be leiv v'goyel chatzam or you can't leiv v'goyel chatzam? So that would be a kavachim. So Mars is back. No, mal meichas teachuzos can hoy kachel gal miyad. Toyo makas yovah kachel gal miyad. He says no. Teachuzo also has a strike against it. Teachuzo has a hoy kachel because you cannot do it right away. You have to wait 2 years to be paided. Mashen kim meg hektish. You can do it right away. So it's yovah kachel. So maybe there also should have this. It should also be yovah kachel. To should also be have a din loyva v'goyel without the pasuk yigal yagol. So Mar says, no, Moicha Bayis Bat Erechayim Yechiyach. Shuyofa Kaychel Yigal Miyah. There you can be paid right away. And still, the din there is, Ve'ein Loi V'Goyel, V'Goyel Chatzom. You're not Loi V'Goyel, V'Goyel Chatzom. So, therefore, therefore, you need the Pasim Gal Yigal. Because, there you have a Chiyach, that Bayis Erechayim, it says, Ein Loi V'Goyel, V'Goyel Chatzom. So really, the Lach Shavir HaHek is also be the same thing. The HaHek is the same thing also. And only because of the Pasim Gal Yigal, HaHek is different. That's the Braisa. What do you see from this Braisa? From this Pircha on the Braisa, you see Yechiach, is about the Yerchaim Yechiach, you see that the Loch is about the Yerchaim is that Ein Loiva V'Goyal V'Goyal Chatzom. You cannot borrow and be goyal, and you cannot do Lachatzom. We just finished saying that you could do it. You brought a Rai for Rav Shimon, that you could do it. Here is not. So most of the Pasuk Teretz. Loi Kasha, Ha Rabbanon Rav Shimon. This Braisa is clearly Rabbanon. And the other thing was Ein Fear Rav Shimon. Shimon dash the time of the craw. Rabbanon don't dash the time of the craw. So Rabbanon learned out from Gula, from Steachuza. Mashiach Rav Shimon dash the time of the craw. That's what Rav Shesh was talking like. And we talk about two brides like that. Tani Chada, Loiva, they're talking about Bayis Yerchaima. Loiva v'Goyal v'Goyal Chatzom. What bride says by Bayis Yerchaima that you could be Loiva and Goyal and Goyal Chatzom? Tani Yidach, Ein Loiva v'Goyal v'Goyal Chatzom. You cannot do it. Like Kasha Rabbanu Rav Shimon, one's Rabbanu, one's Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon dies the time of the crowd. Since we're so harsh on them, it doesn't go back to the Yovel. So therefore, you could do it just like Hektish. We have that since you're harsh, you could do it. So and by Hektish, we know from Pasim Gal Yigal. That's what Rav Shimon says. Rabbanu said no. It's more daimed to stay achuza. You learn how to gula stay achuza, and you don't learn from Hektish. I don't have the svara of that since we feel bad for them because of Horakai Chayi.